Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve here today. Now, have you ever traveled to the Middle East? I have not yet. Would you like to take a vacation there sometime, but you're not sure where to go? That's me too. Well, the title of today's lesson is Yas Island. Yesterday we learned about Yas Beach and Yas Water World, which both sound really fun. Today we'll be taking a look at Yas Marina and the Yas Marina Circuit. So open your magazine and let's have some fun. Here we go.
Yas Island, Yas Marina. The true heart of Yas Island can be felt by spending some time relaxing at the Yas Marina. Many restaurants are available, as are opportunities to enjoy the surrounding sea. While some hire yachts, groups of six can ride an eco-donut boat, perfect for a picnic on the water. Still others may choose a view from the air on a seaplane tour. Any of these options are splendid for watching a Formula One F1 race in the neighboring Yas Marina Circuit.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 Marina 这个名词， M-A-R 这个字根有海洋的意思，所以 Marina 是指小船或快艇停靠的船坞。例如 We dined at a restaurant overlooking a marina， 我们在一个可以俯瞰船坞的餐厅用餐，或者是 The marina was full of yachts and boats when the hurricane came， 当飓风来袭时，船坞里面停满了游艇跟船。接下来我们看的是 circuit 这个名词， C-I-R-C 这个字根原本有圈圈的意思，所以 circuit 在这里是指环形道。例如 The racing circuit is temporarily closed for maintenance， 这个赛车道因为要维修而暂时关闭。 circuit 也可以指一圈，例如 We made a circuit around the city on foot in just one day， 我们只花了一天的时间就用走的绕了这个城市一圈。Circuit 也可以指电路的回路，例如 The mechanic said the blackout was caused by a short circuit， 水电师傅说停电是因为电线短路而造成的。
There's a lot to do at Yas Island.
I agree.
Hey Rebecca.
Yes.
Have you ever been on a yacht?
On a yacht?
On a yacht, you know, one of those big fancy boats.
You know, I've been on a cruise boat, I've been on a motorboat, I've been on a sailboat,、mm-hmm. but I would not say I've been on a yacht.
You have not?
I don't think so.
Been on a yacht?
I have not been on a yacht.
Well,
ooh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, actually, I have been on a yacht before, but I would like to spend a couple of days on a yacht. I think that would be fun to get my license to be able to drive one of these nice, kind of fancy boats.And spend a couple of days on a yacht. Maybe I could do that at Yas Marina.
Ooh, Yas Marina. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about today. We are visiting Yas Marina, at least in our lesson. Not for real.
No.
We don't really get to go there.
No. Let's feel sorry for ourselves, Rebecca.
I feel so sad.
But not too much, because we have to teach about Yas Marina.
It's okay. All right.
We read here about the true heart.The true heart of Yas Island can be felt by spending some time relaxing at the Yas Marina. And I wonder if it's the true heart because it's an island and you're supposed to relax on an island. And so this is the perfect place to do that.
Well, it sounds like the perfect place to do that. Kind of reminds me of that word we sort of talked about yesterday, leisure.Mm-hmm. Leisure, very leisure experience here.
Leisurely time at Yas Marina. In the true heart of Yas Island.
Exactly. Well, what else can we learn about Yas Marina? We read, many restaurants are available, as are opportunities to enjoy the surrounding sea. As are. Wow, what does this phrase mean?
Yeah, It's kind of fun.
As are.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying that one thing is similar to something else. So, for example, many restaurants are available. Restaurants are available. Opportunities are also available. So after that comma there, all you have to add is the words as are. Many restaurants are available, as are opportunities to enjoy the surrounding sea.
So let me see if I can think of an example. Well, I do have an example right here.
Good.
It says, in Thailand, there are many places to go shopping, as are there are places to eat.
There are many places to go shopping, as are places to eat. Many places. Good, good. You could use the word is, too.
Yes.
Tom is handsome, as is Brad. So you know that both Tom and handsome are Brad. Tom and Brad are handsome.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
They're both handsome.
Yeah.
Or, you know, here's one. I'm going scuba diving this weekend, as are you.
That was a good one. I like that one. Except that I'm not really going scuba diving this weekend
because I'm kind of busy. I'm not either.
Yeah, but it was a good example.
Yes.
Well, friends, let's continue here. Learning about the Yas Marina. While some hire yachts, which we spent a lot of time talking about, groups of six can ride an eco-donut boat. Hold on a second here.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about yachts, but I want to take a look at what this looks like in Yas Marina.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's take a look.
Well, I mean, of course, I'd like to actually go riding on one of these yachts, but at least we can see what Yas Marina looks like. Truly is a leisurely place. And friends, if you go there, you can hire a yacht.
And you just might want to do that. Of course, you could hire a yacht, and groups of six can ride an eco-donut boat. Yes, now we're talking about this word, groups of. Now, when I hear this word group, I typically think of just a number of people or things that are put together, right?
Exactly. And so you see this number sign here, okay, group of, and then a number. For example, just last week, I saw a group of about 20 skateboarders riding their skateboards down the road near the river. They were practicing on their longboards. It was kind of cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm so excited that longboards are becoming popular here.
Well, Gabe, that is really cool. So I've got another example.
You got one? Okay,
I do. Groups of 20 can tour the chocolate factory. So you just need a group of 20 people, and then you can tour the chocolate factory. Have you ever been on a tour of a chocolate factory?
Not with 20 other people. Oh. Friends, we used 20 as the number in our examples, but of course you can use any other number you want. Yes, and in our lesson, groups of six can ride an eco-donut boat, perfect for a picnic on the water. Does that sound fun to you, Rebecca?
Actually, it sounds like a blast. It sounds like so much fun. I just need to start planning my trip to Yas Island.
Yeah, well, I figured you might like that idea. Since you like picnics, so a picnic on the water does sound like a blast. Well, how do we continue here, Rebecca?
Well, still others may choose a view from the air on a seaplane tour. And actually, that's something I've always wanted to do. Oh. I've always wanted to take a tour or view an area from the air on a seaplane.
On a seaplane. Yeah, I've never been on a seaplane before.
Neither have I.
What can you do there? Any of these options are splendid for watching a Formula One or F1 race in the neighboring Yas Marina circuit. Now, hold on a second. A few sentences ago, we saw the word water. You can have a picnic on the water. Do you ever use the word waters with an S?
I don't know, but I think the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk about that. So, let's go to the InfoCloud now.
If you're an English learner, you should know that the word water is singular and uncountable.
However, there are times when water takes the plural form. One instance is when water is used to refer to the part of the sea that belongs to a particular country. For example, We are approaching Australian waters, meaning we're entering the territory in the ocean claimed by Australia.
And we call that territorial waters, which is a belt of coastal waters extending 12 nautical miles from a country's shores.
Okay, sometimes waters is used poetically or to decorate a sentence, as in, the waters closed over the sinking ship, or the waters parted.
Right. In this context, it is not unusual to find words that are normally singular becoming plural. For example, the skies opened or the heavens declared.
Okay. Finally, an informal usage of waters. At a restaurant, you and your friends might ask the waiter for three waters, meaning three glasses of water.
我们都知道 water, 水, 是个不可数的名词, 后面通常不能够加s, 但是我们今天要来看几个例外的用法, 一个是 territorial waters, 就是领海, 如果我们坐船要进入 Australian waters, 就是澳洲的领海, 另一个 waters的用法是在文学作品里头会看到的, 比如说 the waters closed over the sinking ship, 海水将下沉的船吞噬, 这个是个比较文言, 比较有诗意的用法。 最后, waters有一个口语的用法, 我们去餐馆吃饭, 如果想要求服务生给你三杯水, 除了说, can I have three glasses of water, please? 也可以简单地说, can I have three waters, please? 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次节目再见。
Is he going to take the lead? No, no, he's falling behind. Mr. Harbour, can he do it? Can he do it? Faster, faster. I know you can do it. Come on, Mr. Harbour. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Rebecca.
It looks like he's going to crash.
Rebecca, what are you doing?
Well, I thought you were pretending to race, and I just wanted to join in on the fun.
I am not pretending to race. I'm trying to fix this toy car. Do you want to join in on the fun?
You know, Gabe, I will let you have fun with that, and I would like to find out about the Marina Circuit. Okay? And there he goes! Go, go, Gabe! You can do it!
I know you can! I'm fixing a car!
Okay.
Yas Island. Yas Marina Circuit. A central location on the island, this 5.5-kilometer racetrack borders the marina and passes through the Yas Viceroy Hotel. Visitors to Yas Island can be either a spectator or a driver on the circuit. Drivers can take 007 seat in an Aston Martin GT4, though others prefer feeling fast and furious in a Chevrolet Camaro. For the right price, a driver can also get behind the wheel of a Formula Yas 3000 in its natural environment. The circuit even gives the opportunity to take private racing or drifting lessons.
Okay, 其实我们看的是 spectator 这个名词， S-P-E-C-T 这个字根有看的意思， 所以 spectator 是指观众或旁观者， 例如 over 20,000 spectators watched the finals， 超过2万人欣赏了决赛， 或者是 Victor would rather be a spectator than a player， Victor宁愿当一个观众而不愿意是比赛的球员， 或者是 the police evacuated spectators from the scene of the fire， 警方将旁观者驱离了火场， 最后我们看的是 drifting 这个名词，它原本是 drift 偏离既定的路线这个动词的现代分词，当名词是指赛车时侧滑或者是甩尾这个技巧。例如 drifting scenes are widely used in this action movie， 甩尾的镜头在这部电影中被大量使用，或者是 the stuntman has excellent drifting skills， 这位特技演员有高超的甩尾技巧。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Now we are learning about Yas Marina Circuit, about real race cars and real race car drivers. We read a central location on the island. This 5.5 kilometer racetrack borders the marina and passes through the Yas Viceroy Hotel. Now, I want to see what this Yas Marina Circuit looks like. It must be pretty cool.
I want to see what it looks like, too. Oh, that is really cool. Uh-huh. Look at that red car.
I know. Actually, I think there's lots of cars that you can choose from if you're going to go and enjoy this circuit. Of course, the circuit is not the car, but it's the track. It's the racetrack that these cars drive on. Well, we continue here. Visitors to Yas Island can either be a spectator or a driver on the circuit. Rebecca, would you like to be a driver on the Yas Marina circuit?
Absolutely. I would love to get behind the wheel of one of these cars and drive it.
I love that phrase.
What phrase?
Get behind the wheel.
Oh, yes, get behind the wheel. I mean, wouldn't you want to get behind the wheel?
Yes, and it would be a lot of fun. And friends, we're not just talking about hiding behind the wheel of a car.
No.
That's not what this means.
No, it means you get to drive the car yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, for example, sometimes, maybe if I'm going on a trip of some kind with a group of people, I might say, well, who's behind the wheel? I'm wanting to know who is going to drive for this road trip. Who's behind the wheel?
Right. Exactly. That's a great example. Of course, if you go to the marina circuit, you could have the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Formula Yas 3000 in its natural environment.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You can have this opportunity. Someone might give you this opportunity, Rebecca. And we see this phrase, the circuit even gives the opportunity to take private racing or drifting lessons. And we see here you can give someone an opportunity, or perhaps you could even take an opportunity. That means if you have a chance to do something, you do it.
And what happens if you don't take the opportunity or take an opportunity? You could even miss an opportunity. If the opportunity's there and you decide not to do it, we could say that you just missed an opportunity.
So if you go to Yas Island, don't miss the opportunity to drive on the Yas Marina circuit. Friends, right now it's time for something else that is also fun. The SC Challenge!
Yes!
All right, let's see who our players are for today's SC Challenge. Tell us your name, kind sir.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hello, Luke. And what is your name?
Yiling.
Yiling! Are you ready for the SC Challenge?
Yes.
Yes. Good. And?
Yes.
Sounds like confidence for both people here. Okay. You see the words from today's lesson are yacht, circuit, location, and spectator. All right. May the best man or woman win. Okay. Here we go. Doris would prefer to ride in a blank over a motorboat. That means she would rather ride in this, not a motorboat. Why, anybody have an answer of it? Yes, Eileen.
Sorry.
Which one do you think it is?
Yacht.
Yacht. Yeah, no need to be sorry. You're right. Yeah, Eileen has 1 point. Okay, that's great. All right, number two. Here we go. Sally went to the horse race as a blank, not as a racer. Okay, she's not a participant. Yes, Luke?
Spectator?
Hold on. Sally went to the horse race as a spectator, not as a racer. Very nice, very nice. 1-1 right now. This is the final point right here. What's the blank of the Friday night English class? Yes, Eileen.
Location.
Location. What's the location of the Friday night English class? And you're correct. Eileen is our winner for today. Good job. Very good. Eileen, would you like a pink owl?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Rebecca, do we have a gift for Luke as well? Nice. They come in handy. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time for the next SC Challenge. Goodbye. Nice.
Hello. Welcome to our company, Speed Bump Transportation.
Hello. Your friend recommended that I come to you for help.
That's right. You're that rich oil tycoon that is building a man-made island.
That's right. How can you help me put Abu Dhabi on the world map?
Well, my company specializes in transportation.
I'm having lots of beaches built.
How about boats?
Boats? How about something bigger?
Yachts. Yachts are bigger boats. This way, tourists can ride around on the ocean.
And enjoy the many restaurants that will be available on the surrounding shore.
And we can cover the air, too, by having airplanes for a seaplane tour.
Good idea. This way, our visitors can enjoy the view from up high. Now, what about cars?
Even better. What about having race cars? My company can build a racetrack circuit.
Oh, yes. That will make the island a unique experience.
The racetrack can be around 5 kilometers long.
And visitors can be either spectators or drivers on the circuit.
And what if drivers drove the same car as James Bond?
You mean the Aston Martin GT4?
Yeah, is it too expensive? Because each Aston costs around $175,000 US.
Nothing will be too expensive.
Then you should talk to my friend at the Ferrari company.
Okay, I think I will.
So much fun. I would love to go driving on the Yas Marina circuit. Maybe stay at the Yas Viceroy Hotel.
Gabe, I think it's Viceroy Hotel.
Oh, I said Viceroy before.
Yes, it's Viceroy.
Oh,
right.
My bad. Friends, we have more to learn about Yas Island.
Right here on Studio Classroom?
We'll see you then. Ferrari World. That is so cool.
I want to go to Ferrari World.